Let me share with you just a short idea from the parsha. So, you know, the parsha opens up. Parasha opens up with the well-known pasuk. So it says, "Vayishma Yisro, Kohen Midyan, Chosein Moshe, Is Kol Asher Asa Elokim LeMoshe LeYisro." That Yisro heard, Yisro, the father-in-law of Moshe, heard all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Yisro, for Moshe, for Yisro, Ki Hotzi Hashem Es Yisro Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard that God took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. So listen to this beautiful idea. So the Kutzker, Rav Menachem Mendel of Kutzk, says the following. V'chi Yisrael levado shama. I don't understand. What does it mean, Vayishma Yisrael? Sounds like Yisrael was the only person who heard. Was Yisrael the only person who heard about all of the miraculous things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Klal Yisrael? Hari Mikra Malihu Shamu Amim Yirgazon. Remember again, Klal Yisrael said in the Shir, they said what? That the nations heard and trampled. Everyone heard about, not just Kriyas, everyone heard about the Makos, Kriyas Yamsuf, the Mun, Matan Torah, everyone heard about it. So why does the Torah say, Vayishma Yisro, that Yisro was the only one who heard? It sounds like it makes it sound like he was the only one. So the Kutzker says the following, Ela, Yesh Shomea V'nifsad, V'yesh Shomea V'niskar. So we'll say, there are some people that hear, but yet, they don't really internalize what they hear. And there are some people that hear, and what? They benefit from what they hear. Ha'amim shamu, ubarchu me'ashem yisbarach, chedei lihipater min apachat. So they both say, the nations heard. But what did the nations do? The nations, as soon as they heard what happened, they ran the other direction, they closed their ears. Because they realized that if they listened too much, they'd have the obligation, they'd have no choice but to join HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to come close to God. Aval Yisro shama uba v'iskari. But Yisro heard, and what happened? He internalized that which he heard, and he came closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what is the Kutzker saying? The Kutzker is saying, in life, we hear certain things. And there are two, and we hear certain truths. And those truths, in that moment when we hear them, they illuminate our eyes, they open our heart, they open our soul. And for that moment, we have such incredible clarity about what I know I need to do and how I know I need to do it. And in that moment, Rabbi Zayi, a person has a choice. What's the choice? You could run, you could, right? There's flight. You could run away from the truth because, again, I will say, sometimes when you have that moment of clarity is not just that I see the truth, but I know everything I have to do in order to internalize and actualize that truth. And sometimes in that moment, I realize, oh my gosh, I have so much work ahead of me. There are two ways that you could deal with that moment of auditory clarity. When you hear what the truth is, when you see what the truth is, you could run because, you know what? It's just too much work. Or you could embrace. You could run from, or you could run to. The Kutzker says, Shamu Amim Yirgazun. The nations heard, and in that moment of such incredible clarity, so when they trembled, what did they do? They ran from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the truth is, although they realized the truth, it was simply too much, it was too tall of an order. But Vayishma Yisro Mashmua Shama Uba. The greatness of Yisro is that in that moment that he heard, in that moment of clarity, he decided to internalize it, and he decided to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rabbi Zayi, if you think about this a little bit further, we see that Yisro is not the first. You know, the Zohar writes, I've mentioned this before, the Sas Emes quotes the Zohar, that says on the Pasuk, Vayomer Hashem Avram, Lech Lecha. The Zohar says that for years, a bas kol, a voice from heaven was ringing out, was calling out, Lech Lecha, Lech Lecha. The Ribono Shel Olam was looking for someone who was going to heed the call of Lech Lecha, who was willing to be father of a destiny. And I will say, the Zohar writes that for generations, people heard the voice. But what? But what happens? They were too busy to listen. But the truth is, they weren't really too busy. They were what? They were too scared. They were too scared. And same idea says the Sfas Emes quotes the Zohar, that by Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Zayi, you know, the Zohar writes that the burning bush, the Sneh, was on fire for years. He was on fire for years, and the Ribono Shel Olam was just waiting for someone to be sar min haderech, to move aside from the path, to take a moment to look, to say, hey, what's going on over here? And so many people passed by the burning bush and said, hey, you see that? That's really interesting. That's a burning bush. Okay, let's move on. Right? So why? Because again, there's a fear that what? that if you get off, if you get into the shoulder, and you go see what's going on with the burning bush, you know you're going to learn some truth that's going to require me to change my life. And so for years, people saw the burning bush and just went on. Interesting, very nice. They brought their kids, they took pictures, selfies, and then they went on, and they continued on the path of life. And for years, God is calling out, Lech Lecha, and everyone is too busy to answer. Vayishma Yisrael, the nation hears about the Ribono Shalom, about the truthfulness of Torah, about the correctness of God, about monotheism, and everyone else hears and says, don't want to listen anymore, because if I listen anymore, it's going to require of me certain things. And so they went their ways. But by Yishma Yisrael, Yisrael hears, and he internalizes, and he moves on, and he thinks, Vayishma Yisrael, he had the courage not just to listen, but he had the courage to internalize that which he heard and to act upon it. Rabbi said, Nukatsker says that this is such an incredible lesson for us. Every single day the Ribbono Shel Olam sends us messages. Every single day he broadcasts his message to us. And every single day there are moments of truth and moments of clarity. And those moments are scary. Because sometimes in those moments, I then begin to realize that what? That there are adjustments that I need to make to my life. And in those moments of clarity, I say to myself, I can't listen, don't tell me anymore. Because if I hear anymore, I may have to live my life differently. Says the Kutzker, we have to be a little bit less like everyone else and a little bit more like Yisro. Vayishma Yisro. Halavai, we should be Zocha. Not just to listen, not just to hear, but to have the courage to keep our ears open, to have the courage to internalize the message, the courage to absorb the messages that the Ribono Shel Olam tells us each and every day, and the courage to act upon them. Good Shabbos.